This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with the good folks from Klaus Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, you give us a call this morning. We'll get you right on the air. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Melissa Wenger from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. Melissa, how have you been?
Doing good. Glad to see some sunshine outside for a little bit.
Oh, what a beautiful weekend it's going to be. And, oh, man, great day today as well. Today, we're actually going to be talking about, speaking of sunshine, we're talking about estate planning and planning for the future and kind of a little bit about your legacy as well. We will get to that conversation in just a moment. But first, of course, we do each and every week the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. We'll be doing one again this week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card to Lowe's. And before we start talking estate planning, let's take a look back at last week. Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Could not only do the question, but do the answer as well from last week.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And again, congratulations to our winner last week. The question last week was, at what age can you begin Medicare coverage, either age 62, 65, or age 70? And, of course, the answer to that is that you can begin Medicare at age 65.
Great information. And again, that was last week's. So we'll do a brand new one this week as well. Little tip, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. So obviously, you guys are you know, helping clients and trying to figure out investing when it comes to their future needs for retirement. I've got to assume as well, it's also helping direct them towards what you should be doing when it comes to estate planning, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so as just a high-level reminder here for everyone, we As it relates to retirement planning or financial planning, it covers a few different areas. We've likened this to being kind of a generalist in the medical field before. Coordinated care specialist is a way to think of it. But it's this idea of saying, what is your financial advisor supposed to do or cover or be addressing on your behalf? And the parts of it would be investments, estate planning, which are like wills, trusts, powers of attorney, insurance, taxes, and then maybe think of it as like cash flow, debt management stuff, right? So basically your financial house, right? So we have some little, you know, pictures in our office that kind of point this out to people, that your house needs to be built, of course, on a firm foundation, and there's different foundational elements to your finances. Of course, everybody, just like my wife with our friends, wants to talk about the window treatments of the house.
Yes.
But the foundation is what really matters. So one of those foundational elements of your overall financial planning is to say, hey, if something happens to me, have I appropriately planned? Because listen, everyone, mortality rate is still hovering right around 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not when, but or not, it's not if, but when we will pass away. And remember, you don't see a U-Haul behind a hearse, right?
True.
You can't take anything with you. And so estate planning is really just acknowledging what I just pointed out. It's acknowledging, yep, I don't care if I've got a lot of money, a middle amount of money, or very little in assets. Because some people go, I have no money. And I go, well, you probably got a car or some belongings. The idea is that I need to plan for the distribution of that. So that's what estate planning is. Now, at a very simple, high level, a lot of people know there's wills, there's trusts, there's powers of attorney. We'll talk about POAs here in a moment. But simple differences between a will or a trust is really both are usually used in coordination. Sometimes people only have a will and they don't have a trust. But some simple differences would be a will goes through a process called probate to settle your estate, which, truth be told, I think people are too afraid of probate. I don't think it's the worst process at all, but it is a court-ordered process with notice filings that have to occur. Some people want to avoid that. Say, how can I keep this a private process when I die? The way to keep it private is to use a trust as your primary document. But trusts are usually more expensive to establish up front, and they require some work on your part to get assets titled into the trust. But either way, whether it be a trust or a will as your primary governing document, the point is just to say, you gotta do it. There are large percentages of Americans that die without an appropriate estate plan. And Melissa's going to be talking about that in a moment in terms of what the exact percentages are. But let me end with this as it relates to estate planning. If you have an account that has beneficiary designations on it, you have a version of an estate plan. Let me repeat that. If you have an account, an IRA, 401k, after-tax account that has beneficiary designations or transfer on death or payable on death, you have the form of an estate plan because that account will go based upon the beneficiaries. Commonly, we will hear people say, good news, I got my trust done, and my trust says everything I own goes to Susie. And even though my will says Susie, Jim, and John, it's all good because my trust trumps my beneficiaries. And that is wrong. That is flat out wrong. Your beneficiaries trumps whatever your estate plans say. So you've got to be careful. Where people end up making mistakes is they kind of check the box and they check out mentally because they go, I got my plans done, but they don't go back and update their beneficiaries or follow through.
You know, it's interesting as you're talking, I hear Malia's voice in my head saying, update your beneficiaries, because I know that's something that we brought up and you guys have brought up on the show a few times because it's so not only important, but so often overlooked.
It is. And listen, everyone, I empathize. I just updated my estate plan 6 months ago. By the way, it took me 6 months to complete the update. Okay, so I'm with you. It's a difficult process to go through, especially with spouse and kid considerations. And by the way, I'm now 6 months post that, and I'm just getting done with all the funding. And right, so I get it. I'm there with you, but it's so critical that we follow through.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger, they come to us from Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Melissa and CJ, they are here to help you. They'll give you an answer right now if you give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a little bit more about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. We know in the morning, you got a lot going on, dropping the kids off at school, making the coffee run, those type of things. Maybe a missed part of the show. Of course, a lot of great information in every program. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, and you can get a listen to the podcast and catch up on things you may have missed. We'll continue our conversation with Melissa and CJ and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, a fantastic website. Great information about Kloss Financial. You can learn a little bit about their separate divisions, different areas they can help you, or if you are a business owner, help you as well with employees and when it comes to 401k and other type of planning. And of course, we are talking this morning about estate planning, which is a very broad area. There's a lot of different areas, as CJ was mentioning, some of the different terms on that last segment. I think a lot of people also wonder is, can we do this? Is this something that I can do on my own, or is this something that I have to sit down with an attorney to kind of put this estate plan together? What's kind of the advice and guidance there?
Yeah, so normally we would recommend an attorney. In fact, I'll go one step further and say we really recommend you look at an estate planning attorney or one that specializes in that. Any attorney can write a will or trust or powers of attorney. But it's the same thing as having an accountant. You know, laws change, rules change, and the attorneys especially, and then the estate planning attorneys, they keep up to date on those changes so that they can make sure that what laws are out there and are required are what they're putting into your estate plans and making sure that things are done properly so that when the time comes for those plans to be enacted, there's no issues with whether they're not done correctly, or there's any problems transferring your property the way you've asked for it to be done, you know, per your wishes. So it's really important to go through an attorney to get that done. And there's actually some interesting statistics on the estate plans. According to the American Bar Association, more than 55% of Americans die without a will or estate plan, which means 45% is the only percentage of people that are covered on their estate plans. That's a really rough number if you think about how many times someone has passed away without the needed plans in place. And it is important to seek on an attorney. Not only are they going to help you design that plan and get it put together and help make sense of what you're doing, but then they're going to make sure it's put in place and then you have copies and follow through, as CJ said earlier, to make sure that what you've put in the plan is now pushed forward into your estate so that it's ready. There's a lot of reasons people make up for why they're not getting their estate plans done. It's similar to CJ, I recently had mine done, and it is a process, especially when you have young kids and spouses and things like that to consider. But, you know, a lot of people say, I just haven't gotten around to it, or, you know, it's expensive, or it might be difficult, or I don't want to think about death. Death is so far away. Well, there's so many different things that can come up early. There's, you know, that's why accidents are called accidents. You know, even incapacitation, where it's not necessarily just the trust or the final plans that need done. You know, we'll talk in a little bit about powers of attorney, but there's so many reasons why it needs to be done today, no matter your age and no matter what you've got going on.
You know, Melissa, one of the things, too, I saw really interesting in your guys' notes is that a lot of times people will actually go as far as to sit down with an attorney and then they get the documents drawn up, but they don't put the pen to paper, which is, it's like you went through the hard stuff, now get that ink. So definitely you want to make sure that you're getting that stuff signed as well. Make sure you're signing it and following through on that plan and making sure it's in place. Talking with Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that first get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. So we heard the word power of attorney there. What do we need when it comes to, and do we need a power of attorney documents, and what's some, you know, what do I have to get together? What do I need for that?
Yeah, before we get to that, so Melissa mentioned about 55% of people die without a will or estate plan, at least here in the United States. But imagine being a state or the feds, because there's some coordination between the state that you live in and the feds as it relates to settling your estate. And if half the population is dying without anything, So what do you think they do? And the answer is every state has written an estate plan for you.
Oh, nice of them.
Let that sink in. Let that sink in for a moment. Every state has created a set of defaults, which is basically a version of an estate plan for you, where they say, if you didn't care enough to create your own, we'll create one for you. And we're gonna assign a judge who's going to decide what happens to the things that you loved and the people that you loved. That's scary. Now, here's what I'd say. Thank goodness that we have states and feds that actually do this, because what would happen if you didn't, right? Mm-hmm. But so I'm not being critical of the states for doing this. It's more just, wow, that is a scary way for more than half of Americans to have their stuff and their loved ones distributed upon death, is based upon a bunch of default provisions by a state. So again, get out there and get those updated. But yes, you were asking about powers of attorney. Yes. As a matter of fact, powers of attorney are the low-hanging fruit in the umbrella of estate planning. Again, just so everybody knows, I think we made this clear, we're not attorneys. We're the financial advisors that say, here's generally what you need, here's some ideas, go talk to the other professionals, and we'll kind of review it and give you our advice. But we do not draft these documents. But as it relates to the umbrella of estate planning, typically if it's you and a spouse, you're going to each end up with a will, you may each end up with a trust, and you may each end up with a healthcare power of attorney and a financial power of attorney. So you could have upwards of, call it, 8, 9, 10 different core legal documents that are created by an estate planning attorney, but it's all kind of inside of this package of a household estate plan. The lowest hanging fruit of all of them are the powers of attorney. They're simple, they're quick, a lot of it is statutory language anyways, drafted by the states. But it's just this reality of, hey, what if I don't die, but I'm just unable to make a decision for myself? And anybody who's gone and had surgery at a hospital lately knows that the hospitals, before you go under, they say, do you have a healthcare power of attorney? And a lot of people go, what? And they go, well, here, sign this. Right? Yes. And it's basically, hey, if you're not able to make a decision for yourself, who's going to make that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because a doctor certainly doesn't want to be the one to say, I'll pull the plug, or I'll give this medicine, or I'll, right, on and on. So they've got to have somebody there to make a decision for you. So this is low-hanging fruit. It's obvious. And by the way, it probably happens a few times throughout everybody's life. There's going to be times where you can't make financial or healthcare decisions for yourself because you're in a coma, you're asleep, you're having a surgery, whatever it might be. So really encourage everybody to go out and get those healthcare POAs and property POAs.
Great advice. As always, CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger joining us this morning. They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We also talk a little bit about the differences. I think a lot of people hear a trustee, an administrator, an executor. Who are these people? What do they do? What are their positions? We'll find out from Melissa and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking estate planning this morning with our retirement planning professionals. So let's talk about the differences between an executor, a trustee, an administrator. I think a lot of people wonder about that and a little bit about where life insurance fits into this picture.
Yeah, so an executor or trustee, administrator, when you put a will together, that's the document that says what you want to happen. But the executors and the trustees, these are the actual people that enact your wishes. So it's like saying, here's this big bunch of paperwork that says something, but now I'm gone now. I need somebody to actually push that forward and make sure that happens. That's what your trustees do. So their job is solely to read what the will says, and if need, the help from an attorney or the trust, and then just do that job. It's not supposed to have any kind of conflict of interest. They're just simply doing what they're supposed to do. So it's really important that you choose the proper person for the trustee or the executor of the plans. If you've got four children and they don't get along and they don't see eye to eye with how mom and dad would want, well, then you may not want to choose one of your kids because you typically choose one or two people. If you have two kids and they don't get along, you definitely don't want to make co-trustees because you got two of them that are arguing back and forth on everything. So it's really important to choose maybe an impartial person, or sometimes there's actual trust companies out there that can do it on the outside, things like that. So be careful when you choose that person. You went through all that trouble to get the plans in place. Now you need that person that's going to push that forward and fulfill it properly. And as far as life insurance, so you've got your net worth, which is your assets minus your debts and things like that. Then you have an estate balance. Your estate is really, after you've passed away, what all is this pot worth? And that's where the life insurance kicks in. Once you've passed away, you get life insurance paid into the estate, which can actually increase the estate fairly large. But the life insurance, a lot of times people use that for a tax-free way to pass money to beneficiaries for their final plans or, burial rights and things like that. So the life insurance does then feed into your estate. So you need to make sure that once you've put estate plans in place, that you've updated the beneficiaries on the life insurance as well as your current IRAs or savings accounts and things like that, so that it goes where it needs to go if it feeds into the trust or however you want to do that. You should always be watching and reviewing how your plans and your investments and life insurance is titled, as well as the beneficiaries, and review them regularly. You know, we say kind of blow the dust off the cover every 5 to 10 years on your estate plans. Is what you put in there still accurate to what you want? The people that you put in there, are they still around in the people that you want? Has it been 30 years and your minor children are now adults and you have grandchildren? So it's important just to kind of review these plans, make sure everything's where you want it to be on a, you know, a consistent basis, just to keep them up and going.
Fantastic advice. Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial online. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans die without a will? Is it 10% or 55%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Lowe's. Don't forget, that is Kloss Financial's office telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for that first appointment at Kloss Financial. And again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Melissa, you guys have a fantastic week. Great talking to both of you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, Melissa. We will be joined by Dr. Hemkes next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.